are rapidly approaching the seventh season of the hit series People Magazine Investigates. Every time a new season comes out, we like checking in with People Magazine to find out what they're on the trail of when it comes to exploring cold cases, when it comes to true crime. And this season is jam-packed, to say the least. They're going to start off with a two-hour special, two-hour season premiere titled The Girl Scout Murders. Joining us now is editorial director for People, Alicia Dennis. Alicia is promoting this upcoming season and joins us. Alicia, welcome aboard. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you today?
Doing very well. So I scrolled through. Of course, our compulsion with true crime, it covers a number of different aspects, one of which is that, you know, the details of the case. The other is proximity. So first thing I did was look for Louisiana in the rundown. And y'all get next door to Texas, and you start off very close in Oklahoma. But Louisiana this season. So I guess
no
that's a good
Louisiana
thing.
This season. I guess that is.
Right.
You know, maybe you can sleep a little bit sounder and not be looking over your shoulder this season.
Exactly. Before we get into the Girl Scout murders, let's talk about that for just a second. We all feel very compelled by true crime, even more so by cold cases. Is there something that feeds into that? I mean, have you delved into the psychology behind that compulsion?
Yeah, it's a really interesting question. I think there's so many things going on for us, you know, where we want to solve things, I think. I think that there's a little bit of armchair detective in all of us, where we want to know exactly what happened in particular situations. But I think at the same time, you put yourself in the place of some of these people. You know, you wonder about your neighbors, you wonder about your loved ones, you wonder about your spouse and, you know, people that you've known and that you think you know.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these cases are so shocking, where somebody who's a seemingly loving, relatively, you know, engaged, friendly, whatever person turns out to be hiding evil, dark secrets. And I think that those kinds of questions and those kinds of cases really fascinate us.
And I think there's an added part of this with how science has developed over the years. For example, the first episode,
right.
The first episode, the Girl Scout murders, this is something that happened back in the 70s. And we're able to look at it and possibly garner more today than detectives would have on the scene. So that kind of walks us up to, tell me all about the Girl Scout murders.
Exactly. What you're saying is really, really true. And I think that what happened in this case, which is really so frightening, is there was this Camp Scott in Oklahoma where Girl Scouts went to camp during the summer for years. Hundreds of girls had gone in and out of this camp. It was a place of joy and fun and discovery. And parents really had no reason to be concerned about sending their kids off to camp. And in this particular year, in the summer of 1977, these three little girls who had a campsite together, on the very first night of camp, there was that horrible, evil monster lurking in the woods outside of their campsite. And on the very first night, they were murdered. Their bodies were found the next morning. And exactly what you're saying, there's all these clues and DNA. There was a flashlight left behind. There were some other things like that left behind that can we get now that there has been so much more advances made in this kind of testing? Can we finally get answers and finally get justice for these families? Because even though other people, you know, may not be thinking about this case every day, these families do. And we have interviews in this episode with Lori Farmer's family. Mm-hmm. They have done a lot for victims' rights and really trying to help other people that have gone through this unspeakable horror. But they, every day, talk to their daughter, you know, and think about trying to get justice for her. And I think it's really important for us to listen to their stories, you know?
Yeah, we're talking with Alicia Dennis, editorial director for People Magazine, talking about People Magazine Investigates. Season 7 is coming your way. In fact, this first two-hour season premiere will be on Monday, July 10th, over on ID Network. You mentioned it's from 1977, like in perspective, I was one. Like, that is a long time ago.
It is, yeah. Well, I mean, yes. Yes, it is. I think that, though, what we want to help people understand as we go through this particular episode is that even though there hasn't been, you know, there was an arrest, there was a trial, there was not a guilty verdict, right, that as we look at all these different things that were discovered as part of the investigation and things that are still happening now, then maybe we can come up with the answers that are needed even this far away from when it occurred. That camp's been shut down now. And it's just kind of this, you know, eerie, haunted place in a way that people, you know, remember it very differently, you know, because it had been this place of joy and happiness, and then it just turned into really kind of a horror movie. It was really so heartbreaking.
So there was a trial. The person was found not guilty. Without having any, you know, full-on spoilers, does the further investigation go back to the same person, or do new suspects enter the picture here?
New suspects enter into the picture, but I think that there's a lot more detail about the clues that were part of this investigation and what has been done now as far as testing goes that can help point to the truth.
We're talking with Alicia Dennis about People Magazine Investigates Season 7. At this point, you guys know what you know what you're doing. You got a lot of cases underneath your belt. What goes into the selection process for these different episodes?
Such a good question. It's really very difficult every year. You know, the crime team gets together. We have a lot of journalists involved in covering cases all around the country all year long, because we have 24/7 news on our website at people.com, as well as the stories that we cover in the magazine and stories that we're chasing around the country. So we spend a lot of time trying to figure out what to put into a season, where these cases are located, what the latest in them is. We want to make sure that some of these are solved so that we can show our viewers a case from beginning to end. And then there's some that we put in that still have questions connected to the case. And we hope that people that watch those will help to solve those. We had a situation in one of our seasons where our coverage of a particular case led to an arrest. And so that's something that we really want to have, and that somebody watches something and it causes them to remember something that they didn't think was important, and now they come forward with it. Or maybe they were too afraid to talk about something that they saw, and now they can. So, you know, we try to make sure that we have a combination of different cases, and we also always try to make sure that we're talking to victims' families and we give them the opportunity to have a voice and to share their stories, because I think a lot of times they feel that people aren't listening to their stories, that there's a little bit of interest and then people move on, and they still really want to share all about their loved ones. And I think that's really important too.
How much time, like what's the shortest amount of time that's passed from that kind of made the cut for one of y'all's cases?
Oh, wow. I think we've done them that happened a year before, like that's been the shortest amount. What happens is a lot of time if a case is not adjudicated and it hasn't gone through the system, a lot of times prosecutors and the police and the victim's families and everybody that we need to talk to are hesitant to talk until it goes to trial. So sometimes we are dealing with those kinds of, you know, requirements and boundaries that we have to make sure that we're doing what's best for the case and what's best for the investigation. But yeah, good question.
Well, I asked the question because, and by the way, we're talking with People Magazine Investigates Alicia Dennis. I asked the question because this season there will be a case out of 2018. And when looking at what y'all have done in the past and what y'all are doing for the rest of the season, 2018 felt very, very recent to me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the case of the disappearance of Carly Gusey. Mm-hmm. And that's about a 16-year-old girl who vanished after a high school party in a California mountain town. And I think that this one is, you're right, it's recent, and it's one of those stories that just like I was mentioning a minute ago, I'm hopeful that someone is going to have information that helps us solve this particular case. And so, yeah, that's one that I think that will be really compelling for people to check out.
Alicia, walk me through a couple of the other episodes. What really has your eye this season?
Oh, it's really hard. It's really hard to choose because they're all so fascinating to me. We are covering a couple of cases of serial killers and trying to look at exactly what occurred and what allowed those particular cases to happen. But there's one case that we're going into, the yogurt shop murders. This was the case of four teenage girls who were killed in Austin, Texas, in 1991. And I was in Austin some years later and spent a portion of my career reporting in Austin. And this was a case that seemed to really linger with people. People would talk about this case. They would have so many questions about this case. People had theories about it. It was really, really one that hit this community hard and devastated, you know, a lot of families. And so that's one I think that had kind of a little bit of a pull on me just because of having lived there for so long and having known so much of that, you know, community.
The Yogurt Shop Murders will premiere on August 21st. And then just a couple weeks later on September 4th, you're right back in Texas for an episode called Dead in Bed. What's that one about?
That's a really intriguing case about a girl who was found murdered in her boyfriend's home. He was allegedly not there at the time. And this is a case where there are so many different suspects connected to this case and so many questions around it that I think that it's going to really take viewers on an emotional roller coaster, and it's one that's difficult to try to piece together.
We've got a minute or so left with Alicia Dennis talking about People Magazine Investigates. Give us the rundown one more time. When can we catch Girl Scout Murders? That'll be the first up, the season premiere.
That's right. That's our season premiere. That's a 2-hour season premiere, and it's on Monday, July 10th. Mm-hmm. At 9 o'clock Eastern on Investigation Discovery on ID. And then after that season premieres, you can catch new episodes every Monday at 9 Eastern and 8 Central.
Investigation Discovery, there's a lot of true crime on that network. How much room do they give you? Oh, we got less than a minute to go. I hate to squeeze this question. Do they give you all a lot of room to run to bring forth as much information as possible?
They do. They're really good partners, and we've worked with them so closely for so many years, and I think they really do appreciate the level of reporting that comes from our journalists, and so they really do give us the space to be able to tell these stories and dig in.
Yeah, it is amazing that network has turned that into, I mean, that's what they do at this point, and they do a good job of it, as do y'all. Alicia Dennis. From People Magazine, talking about People Magazine Investigates, Girl Scout Murders coming your way this coming Monday. Alicia, I appreciate a couple minutes this morning.
I really appreciate you having me. Thanks so much.